I'm intrigued as well. When you were growing up, when you were learning, if you were learning, that would have been one horrendous sound in the house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we were lucky. Yeah. We had a violin teacher on hand, our dad, to help us out, you see. He could go. I mean, at the time, he didn't perhaps realise how lucky we were having someone to guide us pretty much on a day-to-day basis rather than going weekly for a lesson. He could check up we're doing the right thing, which at the time seemed like you had this person breathing down your neck checking you're getting it right. But looking back, what invaluable advice, really. He's an excellent teacher of people starting out. He still teaches now, our dad. He's almost 70 years old, and he still has 25 pupils every week, mainly young kids that are just starting out. So it's looking back, it was great. It was the opposite. Most people think, God, it must have been a horrendous noise, but he was luckily there to check it wasn't too horrendous.
Well, one thing I'm curious about is I've got a brother, and we used to be in a band together, and we used to argue all the time. We were probably worse than the Gallaghers. Obviously, you guys are all related, so does it ever kick off?
There must be some sibling rivalry, I would imagine.
Well, each one of us says all the time.
And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. No, but we do at the end of the day get on. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to exist as a group. You've been going for best part of 10 years now as this group. Obviously, we've known each other all our lives, but doing this full-time touring a lot. We've just got back from a three-week tour of the United States. We go over there quite a lot. So, I mean, it wouldn't be able to exist if you didn't get on. So, obviously, you have your moments. But I think that's the same with any band, you know what I mean? If you were in any band on the road, you'd have your moments. I think then being family really helps, because at the end of the day, you know, we're stuck with each other now. So there's
exactly. So you're on tour right at the moment. It's Wakefield tomorrow night. Where else are you going to people are going to be able to see you?
So up in the northeast, we've got South Shields, just south part of Newcastle, on Saturday. That's the other, I don't know how far... people will go to see
us. An hour away, isn't it, really? Yeah. An hour or so, yeah.
Well, we're doing some promo last week in Leeds, and we met a few people from Middlesbrough and so on. So if anyone is down listening for the weekend up there. So we've got Middlesbrough, Wakefield and Newcastle.
Right, okay, so that's this weekend. We're going to hear something else from you now. Now, earlier on, just as a sound check earlier on, I think it was Giles. Very impressive. It's like he knew me, because he just played I think it's called Luke's theme from Star Wars, and that was it. I was sold, absolutely sold straight away. We're gonna hear some movie themes. I think
that's right. This will be part of the show. If you're able to come to the Theatre Royal on Friday, we'll include this. This is actually 20 different movie themes. So we thought it might be fun to try and challenge the listeners to see how many of these 20 you can name.
Everyone get
your pen and papers ready, or get your phone if you haven't got a pen
for your Billy.
You've got a pen. Just grab someone's smartphone. There we go. You can borrow mine if you want. Right, he's got a phone. So we're going to give you a couple of little... Obviously, we'll play the music, and then a couple of clues as well from Graham, just to give you a couple of hints. So if you hear him shouting, that's what he's doing.
Okay, right, here we go then. See how many of these movie themes you can get then with String Fever here on Radio Yorkshire. Take it away, guys.
Together now. wish I had the breath.